Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Reviews, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, the recording star of stage, screen, and radio, Mel Torme. We greet you from Detroit, world center of the automotive industry, where the roar of gigantic motors and the grinding of giant machines pale into insignificance as Spike Jones and the City Slickers grind out, "Yes, sir, that's my baby."
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Tonight we're playing for the 5,000 supervisors of the Ford Motor Company and their families at Olympia Stadium in Detroit. Everything around here is Ford. They drink V8 cocktails in a cosmopolitan atmosphere, waiting for the mercury to rise. Well, it won't be long now. However, let's turn to... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, but I'm writing a letter to my senator. How would you abbreviate European Recovery Plan?
ERP.
What?
ERP. ERP.
I'll come back when you're feeling better.
That's what I have to go through, folks, but there's always the great consolation that comes when it's time to introduce a swell gal, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. Say, Spike, I saw some great-looking automobiles over at the factory.
Yeah, Dorothy, you should see the new one they're working on. It'll run on land or on water.
Land or water?
Yeah, it'll be great for women drivers. If they don't get you on land, they can chase you into the water and hold you under with one wheel. What else did you see, Dorothy?
Oh, gosh, they've got a collection of real old cars dating back to 1896.
Oh, I've got that beat. Well, I've got the engine from the original Fulton steamboat, the wheels from an ancient chariot, and the chassis from an early covered wagon.
What a collection. Where do you store it?
Who stores it? I'm driving it. Incidentally, Dorothy, I saw some good-looking guys there today. Did you get to meet any of them?
Well, no, I didn't. I wanted to, but I was afraid they wouldn't understand that it was just a friendly feeling on my part. In Paris, it's the proper thing to do to speak to strangers if you have a mind. They never get insulted, and sometimes it's resulted in the most delightful friendship you could find. And so I tried the continental way and stopped a stranger on the avenue. He looked so debonair with such a friendly air, but I soon found out it's not the thing to do. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I never meant no harm. I saw that he was shy as he was passing by, and so I just grabbed him by the arm. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I asked him out to tea. We talked of that and this, and I stole a little kiss. Now ain't that a friendly way to be? A friendly, 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 friendly feeling. I'm a friendly, 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 friendly gal. When I'm with a man, I do all I can to keep on boosting his morale. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. We ate and drank our fill, and as we went to go, well, they saw I had some dough, and so he just let me pay the bill. A friendly, 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 friendly feeling, in a friendly, 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 friendly way. How was I to know that this city joke would get me hitched up for to stay? It was just a friendly feeling on my part, until we took the vow. Well, now we live in flats, and we've got a dozen brats. Oh, where is that friendly feeling? We lost that friendly feeling. Ain't got no friendly feeling now.
Horse and buggy days may arouse a certain amount of nostalgia in popular songwriters, but there's not one of us who isn't grateful that Mr. Ford started manufacturing automobiles some 45 years ago. Assuredly, Ford, Mercury and Lincoln cars, Ford trucks, farm tractors and buses do help to make the modern world go. We're glad to be playing tonight before men and women who are rolling those vehicles along at a record rate. To the 130,000 Ford workers in the United States, the 14,000 in Ford of Canada, and those 7,500 dealers who keep Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury products running, a salute.
The legend still persists that when a gypsy woos a woman with his violin, she cannot resist him. But is that always true? To find out, we look in now on that famous gypsy violinist, Sir Frederick Gass, searching amongst the crumbs of yesterday's romance. Let us listen to this crummy romance and find out why a gypsy made his violin friend.
I want to know why a gypsy makes his violin cry. A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Casserole. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she... It was on account of her... It was because her personality was... And she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids, and I would shiver in the breeze as I played. We would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. Soon we were married, and she made a wonderful couple. One night I said to her, "Zaza, I feel like a new man." And she said, "So do I." And with that, she pushed me over a cliff and got herself a new man. The darned old Sagittarius.
That gypsy music, Spike. You know, a gypsy told me that I was going to meet a good-looking young man with a beautiful voice.
She was right, Dorothy. Here he is now, our guest for tonight, star of the MGM picture Good News, Mel Torme.
Thank you, everybody. Hi, kids.
Say, Mel, I read that you were voted the most promising male vocalist by all the college students. That must be a terrific thrill.
Well, I have been awfully lucky, Dorothy. I've had a couple of good breaks, especially in pictures.
Say, Spike, maybe Mel can get you an MGM.
Gee, that would be swell. Well, when I step into the MGM lot, boy, will that lion roar.
Meow.
Well, they're cutting down on everything nowadays.
Mel, what have you got for us in the way of a swell tune?
Dorothy, I'd like to sing The Best Things in Life for free.
Just the way you do it in the picture. Good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Mel Torme.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there
you and for me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the moonbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the moonbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love. Everyone, the best things in life are free.
Now your singing is one of the best things in life. Mel Torme will be back in half a mo. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
More and more of the nation's working places are installing those friendly Coca-Cola coolers so that employees can step over, have an ice-cold Coke, and go back to work refreshed. Everyone, everywhere, enjoys the pause that refreshes.
Continuing with the Spotlight Review, we call on... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm president of Spike Jones Fan Club of Upper and Lower Hamtramck. We love you. We think you're wonderful. So does my mother and father and all my sisters and brothers. My name is... Georgie.
Well, thank you, Georgie. Thank you.
I have another poem in your honor, which I wished for Suf Care to recitate.
Well, how can I stop you? Go ahead.
Oi, Mansoor. To Spike Jones... Your music is more unique than Vaughn Monroe or Tex Bonique. People may think that you sound raspy, but they should listen to Dizzy Gillespie. You don't need fancy instruments like all these other guys. You get beautiful music out of plumbing supplies. I thank you.
We call on Dorothy Shay again to express our sentiment in song with I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my skirts are unsightly, all of my shoes are a crime. If, dear, in you I've picked rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. Juices to me are all aces, life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
comes to prize singing, everybody agrees that Doodles Weaver should be given some kind of award. Preferably a ward with padded walls. But here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. As it is now April, I shall sing April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. Music, Maestro Eddie, fifth of you, please. April Showers. When April showers, she never closes the curtain.
No.
When April showers may come your way, they bring flowers that bloom in blay, bloom in hay, Turin Bay, another day.
Day. A funny thing happened to me today. A man came up to me and said, would you join me in a cup of tea? And I said, do you think there's room for both of us?
That moment blay, and though it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you see, it's raining violets.
What kind of storm is that? Rain and violets? What if it started raining cactus, or seaweed, or redwood trees? How'd you like to get caught in a redwood tree storm? No. Oh, I'm sorry, the song.
And when you see clouds up on the hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals. Doubtful dips, doleful deeps, deeple dopes, doleful deep, whooping peeps, peeping hoops, whipping folks, whipping folks. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
No, that's the wrong animal. So sorry.
Of daffodils, so keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song.
Song? You know, I've written a few songs myself. I wrote one entitled Rub-a-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub, How Unsanitary.
And listening for his song. Whenever April showers, she spills water all over the bathroom floor.
Why doesn't she... She should close that curtain.
Oh. Whenever April showers, come along. Long ago, I got stung.
I got stung. Last time I got in a horse race, I got stung.
A horse race. And there they go. It's little Italy in front. Pianist Paul Lewis second. Linda won that close. And Grable's slip is showing. Whenever Grable showers, come on.
Thrilling, Professor, and now Mel Torme, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers get together in a dream medley with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Did you ever see a dream walking? And you tell me your dream.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until the sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may crumble, that's fate after all. Life can be funny that way. No need to grumble, just smile as they fall. World is too king for a day. Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream fill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
This is Mike Wallace speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Friends, we extend our sincere appreciation to the Ford people for inviting us here tonight.
Oh, yes, Spike, and they've been a wonderful audience. Say, Spike, are you going out after the show tonight?
Yes, Dorothy. I've got a date with a beautiful Powers model.
A Powers model? Who is it? Choo-Choo Johnson?
No.
Shelly Williams?
No.
Candy Jones?
No.
Then who is it?
Bubblegum Braunschweiger. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Denning Sisters as guests. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station with Percy Faith, James Frohman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Dorothy Shea opens at the Statler in Detroit next Thursday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.